You are welcome to the 5-minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is Colossians chapter 4 and verse 17. And say to Archippus, take heed to the ministry which thou hast received in the Lord, that thou fulfill it. Recently, we considered this verse, but we place emphasis on taking heed, doing everything to ensure that the ministry that God had given to you is fulfilled. You can't just sit down and say you have received a vision, a call, a burden, and then you will just sit down and hope somehow, miraculously, it is going to just come to pass. It will not come to pass. You have responsibility to respond to God, as had been clearly indicated in the word. He said, tell him to take heed to the ministry which he received. We are talking of received work, not ambition. Not you just sitting down and say that, I just feel that I should be doing drama. I should just do this for God. Please, always wait and let it be God leading you and putting things in your heart, and not you just sitting down thinking for God. God knows what to do. God doesn't need your help. God only enjoys to make you a co-laborer. God is the one that has the work to do, and he knows how to do the work. Let him need you. God doesn't need you to sit down and think for him and say, what can I do for God? Oh, so let me just go and do this. No, God has what to do. He must put it in your heart that that is what he wants to do, and you must do it the way he wants it to be done. Now, however, today our emphasis will be on that word, fulfill. Brethren, when it comes to ministry, what is most important is fulfilling it. It is not succeeding. Many people are trying to succeed. God had called you to go and preach, and you are preaching. But suddenly, you just feel that the people you are preaching to, they are too few. You need numbers. And then you feel that after preaching for 20 years, you should be riding one of the best cars. You see, you are not interested in fulfilling ministry. You are interested in being successful in the eyes of men. Be careful of pursuing the worldly kind of success. Success in the eyes of men. What is most important? He said that thou fulfill it. What God will be asking you is, did you fulfill what I ask you to do? God is not going to be asking you, how successful were you, humanly speaking? I'm telling you, if God had called you to preach his word and you neglect that and go and become president of a country, and then as president you make great impact, men will clap for you. But do you know that you have no reckoning with God? You have not done what he has sent you to go and do. If God asks you to go and labor over an assembly, but you decide to go and build a university, people will get employed. People will get jobs. People will clap for you. People will praise you. University may produce some of the best graduates in the world. But did you know that's not what he called you to do? It is what he has called us to do that we must take heed to fulfill. Some of you are go-getters. You are thinkers. Let me tell you, if you are such a person, you need to spend more time in the school of the Holy Spirit to break you, to slow you down. Because that hastiness, that flesh, that your ability to get things done, it will hinder you in the kingdom of God. Because in the kingdom, we get things done by first of all waiting. It is when we wait and we receive instruction that we move to carry out instruction. Brethren, what God is calling you and I into is to fulfill the ministry we have received. Whatever God has laid in your heart, strive to fulfill it. Stop looking at everybody. Stop looking at what will people say. Will they think I'm going to be successful? If God calls me to pastor only 50 people for the rest of my life, I should be content. But you know, when you begin to listen to men that have no God in them, they'll begin to tell you, how can you be pastoring only 50 people for 15 years? Who told them that you must pastor more than 15 people? When does it suddenly become about numbers? And ask them, what is the number that they will see and now know and say God has sent you? What exactly is the number? And how did they come about that number? Please, what is the number of people they need to see? That's why you see all these things, they are foolishness. What is most important? What you should take it? Just fulfill what God has called you to do. Not what other people, he has called other people. You, what has he called you to do? Just face it squarely. Just face it and fulfill it. Don't pursue earthly success in the purpose of God. Pursue faithfulness. To fulfill it is to be faithful. God has called us to be faithful. The person that, the man that received 5 talent and the one that received 2 talent, they were both successful in the eyes of God. God didn't say to the one that had 2 that you only multiply it to make it 4. How come you made it 4? You could have made it 10 like the one that had 5. No. No. But today, the man who has 5 will be saying to the man who has 2 that he's not successful, that he does not know how to do ministry. So you've got to be careful. What we have been called to is faithfulness. Faithfulness. Jesus is going to judge you on account of what he has said to you, not on account of what other people around you are doing. Focus on what you have received to fulfill it. Do exactly what he wants you to do. What he wants you to do may not be glamorous, may not bring you attention, may not bring you wealth. People may not even know you. But my brothers and sisters, stick to it and fulfill it. Then you will hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant." May the Lord give you understanding. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234-818-615-7852. To know more about the burden of the ministry and our programs, please visit livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.